Good afternoon, and thank you for joining this program today. You're listening to Fire Shut Up in My Bones. Please turn to the 37th chapter of the book of Psalm, and we'll begin our reading in verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Let's read it again. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Let's pray. God help us. Amen. This wonderful passage that I read this morning really touched my heart. What stuck out to me is the phrase, forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. Preserved forever. That has the thought of God always being with those that are saved. The Lord will never leave you. Whatever trouble that you're going through today, the Lord is with you. If you're going through a test, the Lord is with you. If you're having a hard time at work, the Lord is with you. If you're going through an ailment, sickness, cancer, the Lord is with you. If you're being persecuted for your beliefs because you're a saint, the Lord is with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And also, it's interesting, it says, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. You see, understand this, beloved. If you're not a saint, that means if you haven't asked Jesus to save you, you're on your way to hell. You see, you were born a sinner. In Psalm 51:5, it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. What I want to preach about today is God will never leave you. God will never leave you. I want you to notice the first point, and that's the promise of his abiding. The promise of his abiding. In verse 28, which is our text verse, notice, forsaketh not his saints. Forsaketh not his saints. You see, God never leaves his saints. Saints are those who believe on Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. You see, they realized it, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They notice sin takes us to hell. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So they called upon the name of the Lord to be saved. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, if you've done this before, then you're a saint. You're a child of God, preserved forever. Preserved forever. That means you're going to heaven. There's no way you can lose your salvation. You're preserved forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Lord will never leave thee. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you alway unto the end of the world. Amen. Psalm 139, verse 8. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. The Lord will never leave you. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him and make our abode with him. The promise of his abiding. Now that we realize that the Lord will never leave us, he promised that he'll abide with us and never leave us. I want you to notice the second point, which is the promise of eternal preservation. The promise of eternal preservation. In verse 28, it says, they are preserved forever. They are preserved forever. Preservation happens the day a person placed his or her faith in Jesus Christ. The saint is sealed by the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." God keeps you saved. It's a done deal. You will not lose your salvation. Do not believe the heretic that says you have to work for your salvation. You don't have to work for your salvation, nor do you have to work to keep your salvation. Why is that? Because you weren't good enough to attain salvation. In the book of Isaiah, it says your righteousness is as filthy rags. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man shall boast." We did not work for our salvation, nor do we have to work to keep our salvation. It's a done deal because the blessed Son of God came to this world to die on the cross for our sins and pay for our sins on the cross, and he rose again on the third day. Jesus paid it all. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." In Jude 1, it says, "The servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called," you're preserved forever. John 10:28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now I want you to notice our third point, the promised destruction. The promised destruction. In verse 28, it says, "But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off." But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. You see, if you're not saved, if you're resisting this gospel message to be saved, you are wicked, because you want to be apart from God. And any person that's apart from God is wicked. Psalm 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." In Psalm 7:11, it says, "God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise." That means judgment is coming. He's not going to forget. If you're not saved, hell has your name written on it. You're destined to hell because you're wicked, and God cannot allow sin in his presence. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us word, not willing that any shall perish, but that all shall come to repentance." Yes, though you're wicked, God wants you to come to him. He wants you to be saved. Why not ask Jesus to save you today? The first part of this, okay, I already read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind shall inherit the kingdom of God." Let me make sure I have that. "Nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind." Verse 10, "Nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Amen. The wicked are blinded by the God of this world. So realize, if you're a wicked person, you're wicked because you refuse to get saved, you're going to hell. The wicked are blinded by the God of this world. They are deceived into thinking they do not need to obey the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. What is the gospel? We're getting to that, beloved. The wicked, despite hearing the gospel, reject it, thus dooming them to everlasting hell. The light, which is Jesus Christ, came to this world to save sinners. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the whole world. Jesus came to save wicked sinners, but sadly the wicked are not willing to give up their sins in order to get saved. They hate Jesus, who is that light that sheds the light on sins. They hate the light. John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds shall be reproved. The wicked are those who go away from righteousness and refuse to obey the gospel. What is the gospel? I mentioned it several times during this program. The gospel is the simple plan of salvation, that you can be saved through Jesus Christ. The wicked follows the devil all the way to hell. They refuse to get saved. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, beast and the prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. But I shall say, I tell you, this is Luke 13:27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know ye not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. That's Jesus casting people into hell. Beloved, make no mistake. Don't believe these people that say, you don't need Jesus, have the booze. You don't need Jesus, you have the wealth. You don't need Jesus, there is no such thing as hell. Be not deceived. There is a hell, and if you don't get saved, you will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. The Bible says in Luke 13:28 that there's pain and misery in hell. It says, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Don't be a fool. Get saved today. If you refuse to get saved because you want to continue to sin, fornicate, and drink beer and all this other nonsense, you are a wicked person and you're destined to hell. The application in all of this, beloved, is that if you're not saved, you're wicked. The wicked goes to hell. The way to be righteous is believe on Jesus Christ, and you will indeed be righteous. You will indeed be saved, and you will indeed be destined for heaven and not hell. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us. That's talking about Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Who is this him? That's Jesus Christ, who took your place on the cross for your sins. God removes sin. God removes the sin of those who believe in Jesus. In 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. My apologies, I read the wrong verse. I will fix that right now. The verse that I meant to read, beloved, is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he, that's talking about Jesus, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Hebrews 10:17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. For their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Do you want the God of the universe to never leave you? Do you want eternal life? Do you want to be in heaven with God forever? Well, get saved today. Ask Jesus to forgive you and take you to heaven when you die. If you believe on Jesus to be saved, then God will never leave you. Beloved, God will never leave you.